Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Happy Game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season to get sucked off.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
God, it's the last week of Game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season for one last week.
One last week of the season.
Yeah, this is the last week where you can look your loved one in the eyes, hand them a video game and say, I hope this sucks you off.
Hey, I noticed you ain't done been sucked off lately.
Yeah, and it's good to check in with loved ones to make sure they have been appropriately sucked off.
Screw are you okay day.
Yeah.
Have you been sucked off day is what they should call it.
I have, yeah, it'd be great for the workplaces.
Yeah.
Great for family occasions. Just
Absolutely.
Check in. Have you been sucked off day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have been sucked off day.
Yeah, sick. And welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And with us, as always, is our third host of Thumb Cramps, Cass Page.
This is my favorite podcast. I love hearing you talk.
It's certainly the loudest podcast we do, I think.
It's just the confidence in which you talk about getting sucked off by a video game. I'm every single time I'm like, fuck, I'm in.
No, okay, so here's what you want to do.
Say
I know that
F bomb.
Yeah,
sorry, the Jeff bomb. Yeah.
Cass, as third host, you would remember that you're not allowed to drop an F bomb or a Jeff bomb.
Yeah,
you've opened today with a Jeff
First
bomb.
First sentence, Jeff bomb. This is
This is my favorite podcast, but I don't remember the rules.
Sorry, I was too busy talking about getting sucked off with my family.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
It's too distracting.
I get
that's fair. No more Jeff bombs.
No more Jeff bombs.
No more
no
Jeff
more
bombs. No more F bombs.
No.
Hey, this week we're doing things slightly. Well, it's the same, but a bit different.
That's true.
Because this week, Jackson, we've gifted each other a suck off.
Yeah, exactly.
To end the month, we've sucked off with a bang.
We've sucked off each other in a way.
Yes.
This is sort of a game of 69.
Yes.
Okay. This week, we're looking at
The Long Dark and
Metroid Prime Remastered. Holy shit-a-roly.
You can say shit. A shit bomb's fine.
A shit bomb?
Yeah, you can say shit.
You can do a shit
what
bomb.
What other ones can I say?
Come.
Ass bomb.
Piss.
Balls bomb.
Sucked off seems pretty okay.
Sucked
69.
Off.
69.
Yeah, 69. 69ing so hard that when you both come at the same time, you blow each other's heads off.
Or 69ing so hard that when you both come at the same time, you become a propeller.
Yeah, both of those things are fine. Anal.
You can say licky anal if
you
want to do.
Pussy. Pussy from behind.
Pussy from behind. Pussy from the front.
Pussy from the front.
Yeah, pussy from the side.
Pussy from the side. That's a rare pussy.
It's hard to get side pussy.
Yeah.
Though not impossible.
Yeah.
Nah, Stussy's. It's regularly available.
I wish the clothing brand Stussy 1 still existed, 2 was called Stussy.
It does still exist. Or at least people are buying it from op shops. Do you reckon Stussy's when you do the hand thing from primary school?
Yeah, that's showing a Stussy off.
Yeah. It's flashing a Suss.
If you ever wanted to know what a Stussy was like because you couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, the little rude finger noodle thing.
Because these are penises, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's hard to. This is an audio medium.
That's true. So I'm doing that thing where you connect your hands in such a way
that one middle finger is pointing up and one middle finger is pointing down, and then you're wiggling them like a little dick.
Like a little dick. It's
like
a way
two
to,
little dicks.
A way
if
to
only
show off
you had
two little
huge
dicks.
Knots with each of those
that
little
would be
dicks.
The dream.
Maybe the palms represent the nuts because I see that little worm wiggly thing, and I think of the Gamer Boyfriends.
Oh, no, that's us!
That is
us. That is the thumb cramps logo. That's a symbol. It's a handshake you can do to each other.
That's like a little Gamer 96.
Yeah.
Like huge nuts connecting, dicks yeah. away from each yeah. other.
That's it's beautiful. That's really
Searching
nice.
Searching for
sources. Okay. Do you want to go first with Metroid Prime? Would you yeah. want me to go first with The Long Dark?
I'll go first. I'll okay. talk about the Metroid Prime.
Please, after you.
So I really liked this game. It was heaps of fun.
That's
End
sick.
End of review.
Good game. Well done, Metroid. No, I was kind of not nervous.
Yeah.
Nervous is wrong. I've never been nervous to play a video game.
Frightened?
Stressed? Anxious?
Sweaty?
Yeah.
Were
monkey?
You sweaty to play Metroid?
I'm sweaty. That is a thing gamers say.
Yeah. What? I'm sweaty?
Yeah, I've heard gamers say that. Or sometimes they don't say it, but you know.
Yeah.
But it's true about
There's
them.
Visual cues.
No, sweaty is like a gamer slang for if somebody you're playing with somebody yeah. and they keep losing or whatever and they get really annoyed and angry, they get a gamer rage.
You say, uh-huh.
you say, oh, they're pretty sweaty about it. They're getting sweaty.
Yeah, I'm okay.
That's gamer talk. Anyway.
I just say, you mad? Or GGWP.
Yeah, I say, I am 12 and it's rude you said this to
Please
me.
Please don't have sex with my mom.
That's what I say every time I'm playing an online game yeah. and losing.
Hey, everyone. Nice to meet you. I'm Jackson. I'm 12. Please don't have sex with my mom. Good game, everyone.
I wasn't gonna. Now he's put it in my head. No, so what I, because I really like the 2D Metroids.
Yeah.
Never. You're like that baby covered in peanut butter in the vine.
Yeah. In many ways, Metroid makes me feel that way.
Sometimes Zusha becomes a little, yeah, a little peanut butter baby yeah, yeah. in the studio.
Leave me feeling some kind of way. And yeah. that kind of way is that baby covered in peanut butter.
So, yeah, because I really like the 2D ones. They're great.
Yeah.
But I was... But I was nervous to go to make the jump to 3D because yeah. I did, and I know.
Yes?
You were nervous about the jump to the third dimension?
Because yeah. sometimes it's hard.
Well, sometimes, yeah. and I know that the Metroid Prime games are really like well loved and they're, yeah. they're critically acclaimed and whatever. Dude. You realizing that you make that noise is the worst thing that could have happened to this episode.
It's so early. Oh, no. Please continue. Anyways. I will try really hard to say yes rather than yeah.
So I was,
or even throwing out a proper yeah.
You don't. You don't say yeah. You say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, because I for some reason couldn't really visualize how you could take that Metroid formula
yeah.
and apply it to a... No, that was good. That was good. That was good. You apply it to a 3D space. Okay?
That was thin ice. Yeah, you're familiar with length and... length and... width. No, yes, length and width.
Yeah, not
depth. Depth you were worried about.
I was concerned about depth. I did. It plays... What I had to get over was I would be in an environment...
Hang on. Give me one second. Cass, think on. About a cube... How it's got length, width, and depth.
Yeah.
Where a square has length and width.
Where's the height?
Up the side?
No, but is... Yeah, but... So, no, but that's four.
Length is height,
isn't
it?
No, that's length. That's how long something is. You can't be long tall.
Yes. What? It's width and length, right?
If I'm like...
You can be wide and long, height and but length. You can't be deep.
Height and width.
Is it height? Height and width?
Height, width, length.
Yeah.
Because like...
It's height, width,
Well, what's
depth.
A height? Height's a length.
No, length is depth.
I think Cass may be right and also confused us because I think it actually might be height, width, depth. Length isn't right, but now I'm confused.
But you could have the length of the cube.
Mm,
that'd be a long.
Yeah, so, but that's the depth.
So I think yeah. depth and width are the same thing.
How wide something is and how deep something is aren't the same. The sea is deep, but it's not wide.
It is, yeah, the sea is sea's famously narrow. Yeah, because it's height,
yeah.
width, depth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To demonstrate depth, it's worth
I
pointing
did an
out.
L and then pointed at myself.
Your
it looked like it was going to die.
Yeah. yeah.
But then, height, width.
Depth, length.
Mm.
Height, width, depth, length.
Width? Well, okay, in a cube, no.
Yeah, because what? I'm going to have to look this up. I don't even know what to look up.
What?
Height.
Width, depth, length.
Maybe.
Diameter. It's another one.
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Diameters of a circle or a cylinder.
Oh.
Well, you.
Great. It's height, length, width.
Okay. So
height is the obvious one.
Yeah.
Length is...
you got to think of boys...
Penises?
We're thinking about dicks?
Yeah, well, if someone...
We are thinking about
That's
dicks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, your height and your length.
Okay.
Your height.
What's the height of my penis? Is
no,
that not
the height
length?
Of a man? If you think about when you're describing yourself, if someone's like, how high are you?
Cass, what is the height of our penises?
No, like...
So how high up I am, how deep I am.
So width and length is used to describe a penis, but height is used to describe the boy.
No, hang on. Height... Oh.
And the depth is my asshole?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool. Metroid's cool too.
Yeah. What I had to get over.
Yes, it is.
Was, yeah. What, yeah. I had to get over.
The width. No, the
depth. No,
no, the width. You
the
need,
width.
Yeah, it was the width you were struggling with.
All right. No, it's because I was playing it for ages like a. Like a modern game where I would be in like a room and I would not, yes. I had to like mentally be like, there are actually only so many exits from this room and exploring the room is only ever going to find me exits. It's like, I had to kind of mentally imagine it as a 2D space. Do you know what I mean? Kind of.
As someone who has finished this game multiple times, yeah. No, I do not.
Because I would be in like a big wide open area, right? And I would see parts of the landscape and I would be like, oh, I must be able to go in there. But I couldn't go in there.
Yeah.
There were some areas that I could, but some areas that I thought I could go in.
How is that not modern? That's video games.
No, in a modern
You're in an area. Yeah. There's some places you can get to and some you can't.
But I had to imagine...
What are you saying to me?
I had to imagine the area like a 2D space to think of it in the context of, like, a corridor, right?
Uh-huh.
I had to imagine it like a 2D corridor, and that helped me.
A 2D corridor's a line.
What do you mean?
Oh, no.
Hang on,
Also, area, that's width and length.
Yeah.
Width
it is.
Times length.
That's true.
So I'm in a real corridor in my real life, in my real home.
Which is 3D.
Yeah.
I've got the third dimension.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not the fourth one yet.
How? And
Science is working on it.
Which we're figuring it out.
Yeah,
unless
that's
it's
nice.
Time, in which
it is
case,
time.
I guess.
We're nailing it.
Actually, then
is
time...
life 4D?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got life is 4D.
Well, it's got also got smell, which is often
which dimension is smell?
Well, would you consider
Shrek 4D was like smell-o-vision?
That's true.
But
what
the make
also
you wet?
The what? Sorry, the movies that make you wet.
Yeah,
that's
well, there's a couple.
Yeah, that's 4D too. Yeah, movie makes you wet. But actually, fourth dimension is time. So every movie's in 4D.
Yeah, because it's moving.
Because it takes time to what?
Moving through time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a corridor, my room's at the end.
Movie's short for moving. Fun fact.
Well,
it actually is.
Do you
want
to go to the
movies?
Yeah. Please, Cass, what are you trying to...
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out you.
What do you mean by I need to think about a 3D space as a 2D space
I'm
because I
don't
understand?
I'm about to try something dangerous,
yep.
And I'm about to try and use a Mario level to explain what I mean.
Okay, which one?
So, imagine you were playing... 3D, okay.
Do you mean like Super Mario Odyssey or do you mean like...
Super Mario Odyssey style,
okay. Uh-huh.
But it's of, okay,
uh-huh.
A Super Mario like 2D game.
What?
Okay.
What, Jeff, are you trying to say?
No, okay.
I'm going to drop a Jeff bomb.
I'm going to hear him.
Okay.
Keep going.
So you're not playing Super Mario Odyssey. They're
no.
Like, this is a 3D version, okay, of a 2D environment. Do you know what I mean?
So,
yep.
Everything is organized in a straight line.
Yeah.
But I have the option to go around them.
Exactly. So in your mind, you might be trying to play it like a Mario Odyssey.
As someone who has played Metroid, this makes no sense because it is not like that at all.
But that helped me play the game.
So there were items that you could have gone around, but you thought, hey, if I just do this straight line, it will be easier for me?
Cass, you are at... I would say an unfair disadvantage because you don't know what this game looks like and therefore don't know that what Jackson is saying is nonsense.
And I feel
because
like
his analogy that he gave you is also not even close
I feel
close
like you're on a
true.
Precipice of anything else I say is going to make less sense. Because no.
Oh, okay.
It's, hang on.
So
I might
the only
just...
elements that I can link from 2D
mm-hmm.
into a 3D world, the only ones that I can map from A to B,
yeah.
You are telling me aren't.
That's not what I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
I'll try and quickly find a Metroid Prime clip you can watch quietly.
You can watch quietly. In your own time. In your own time.
Yeah. I just mean that I guess it was still a Metroid game. despite being...
Are you about to say that it plays like a Metro game and not a first-person shooter? Because if that's what you've been trying to say this whole time...
No.
The one thing I know about this game, Jackson, is that it is a Metroid game. So...
It plays like a Metroid game.
You're saying it's a Metroid game and it plays like a Metroid game, but only if you think about it like it's a Metroid game. If you think about it like it's not a Metroid game, it becomes wildly confusing. But once you put it in the context of the other titles in the Metroid series, oh, wow, what a game. It's almost like playing Metroid. Oh,
that is what I mean.
Oh, no!
You had to adjust to the fact that you're playing a 3D shooting game, but you had to remember it was Metroid. Is that what you're trying to say?
You know what? For the sake of this episode, moving on, yes. I'll let you know it's not completely what I'm getting at, but it's enough.
Can someone tweet you in if they get you?
If somebody understands me and there'll be one piece of piss out there that does.
I think it'll be one liar.
Yeah. It's always somebody in my corner.
Here's what happens every time we do this. Someone tweets out, I get it. Then you reply, yeah, and then they explain it to you, and then you're like, no.
That doesn't seem right at all.
Try again.
Even if I have an ally in my corner, I'm like, you've come to the wrong neighborhood. Get out of here. Anyway, that's a great game.
I'm glad you had fun.
I love it.
I'm sorry you had to think about it in such a bizarre way to understand the mechanics of a game. That is tricky, but I would say... straightforward.
No, I think it's pretty simple, really, to play.
Once you get past the obvious hurdle.
Yeah, once you get past the obvious hurdle of playing it like the game that it is.
Here's a speedrunny one, but that gives you an indication. Although I think I just pulled up the thing, the video in a corridor, so that won't help. But
Jackson was using a corridor specifically to
describe
this.
Yeah, that was my specific analogy.
Yeah, but a corridor doesn't make sense because there's no puzzles in there's nothing in a corridor. You just walk from A to B.
It's not about the puzzles.
Actually, you've done yourself a disservice, Joel, because I'm looking at this and I'm like, no, this is like a 2D game made 3D.
What?
Because everything's in a straight line.
But I just said I pulled up a corridor thing, which in any video game isn't a straight line. That's a corridor.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I blame you.
You blame me?
You tried to... Yes.
Don't try and help, dude. Just let me wallow in it.
I put up another corridor. There's so many corridors.
The game is mostly corridors. Why Jackson got confused.
The game, there is a lot of corridors.
Yeah. And those corridors are just like a place to go between two other places. Anyway, I'm going to do it again. We got to move past it.
There's a lot of corridors in the game, so the game feels linear?
Sort of.
Yep.
Don't scratch the surface, okay? Ask any further questions.
All right, deal. We'll move on. Okay. How many thumbs?
probably like four thumbs. Four thumbs and a knock even. Like,
whoa!
I had a really good time with it. It reminded me that I love the Metroid games and have played like all the 2D ones, except for Dread, which I really do need to play.
You've never played Dread!
I don't know, dude. I'm Jeffed in the head, dude.
What the Jeff?
I don't know. There's something wrong with me.
Yeah, it's because... Metroid Prime, I get. You never had a GameCube.
Yeah.
You have a freaking Nintendo Switch.
I could be playing Metroid Dread right now. I couldn't.
Well, you could. It would just be rude.
It would just wreck the episode, but I could do it.
Yeah.
But no, I really like it. It made me remember why I like Metroid games.
Yeah. You going to keep playing it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I know that this will reveal to our listeners how long you've played for, and I predict it's not that long, but what was the most recent item you got?
I got the bombs for being a little ball.
Ah, okay, that's probably like the fourth-ish.
Yeah, I've gotten
item,
a bunch of stuff.
You've been to a couple of different biomes.
Yeah, I like rolling around as a ball. Yeah. I think that's fun. I don't know where Samus goes.
Where does she go?
She becomes like light and then is in the ball. Mm. That's pretty cool. That makes sense.
Yeah, that actually, that is what happens, basically.
Yeah, I'm right on that one.
Samus rolls up. Have you played Super Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Samus?
Yeah,
she goes a little ball mode, and where does she go?
Yeah.
What happens to her limbs and such?
Well, it's space magic.
I really, really like playing it. I will definitely keep playing it, and I hope that they release the
2 and 3
as well. I think that would be
a lot of fun. Well, here's good news for you. There's a new Metroid game on the Nintendo Switch you haven't played yet, so even if they don't, you can just play Metroid
Dread.
You'll like Dread. It's scary and hard.
Yeah, it seemed scary and hard. You gotta fight a robot?
Yeah, well, you can't unfight the robots.
You gotta run from
the robots.
How many dimensions?
Metroid Dread is two. This is okay, Cass. You're not gonna like the answer to this.
Yeah.
Metroid Dread is 2.5D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that just? Is that just everything has a bit of a shadow?
Pretty much.
So it is 2D in the way that you'd imagine a game to be.
It's a scroller.
The Metroid games don't. Yes. You know what? Yes. Yeah. It's a scroller. But there's also parts where you can go behind and in front of stuff. So there is some depth, but not always.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I really should play the game. I don't know why I haven't, but I will.
Yeah,
I will
that keep, is. Like it's right I said, up my alley. It's Jeffed up.
It's Jeffed up. I've not played it. I liked it. I like Samus. Samus is cool. I think it's awesome that one of Nintendo's like flagship properties is a badass lady space marine.
Yeah, whose gun is it? Arm is a gun.
Yeah. And she does little different hand symbols when she's inside the thing to shoot off or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's always shooting off.
It's great. Metroid Prime, super fun. Even if you never had a GameCube, you'll still love it.
Yeah.
Four thumbs in a knock.
Hey, that's good. Now it's my turn to talk about Da Long.
I show you loved it, right?
The Long Dark is a survival game, and I will say that straight off the bat, it made me laugh immediately because the first thing that comes up is a warning screen saying, "Hey, this isn't accurate. We know it's not accurate. Also, if you're thinking about going on like a survival trip, do not use this game as a basis. This is not accurate to real life. Nothing in this game will teach you about the real life."
Yeah,
which is funny because Jackson loves this game, and this is part of the thing that kicked off him wanting to get lost in a desert or
go
whatever.
Hiking and stuff.
Yeah, but as we know, Jackson doesn't read in video games.
Yeah, that's true. I always skip that warning.
Yeah, that's why it was funny to me because Jackson's fantasizing falling off a mountain and getting stuck by his nuts in like a gap between two rocks.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then having to eat rats for survival for 6 days. The Long Dark's like, don't do that.
Imagine
it's not like
state
that.
State of my nuts.
How many hours do you reckon you get in? Do you reckon you'd hit 124?
If I fell by the nuts?
Yeah.
Are my nuts keeping me up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You'd have to.
They're staying attached, obviously.
Yeah, you'd have to cut it off.
Oh, I've got to cut my nuts off? Yeah, because
I mean, you don't have to. You could die there.
They'll be numb as hell. So they'll be numb as Jeff. So
You'll have to
slice them off.
Jeffed up, numb nuts. And you've already only got one.
Yeah,
so
exactly. So it's like nothing.
It's
basically.
Like only like 50%.
I could accidentally trip over on my nuts and tear them off and I wouldn't even notice. Like on a hot day.
Jettison the nuts.
Whoa! But I would just be like, that was a funny trip. A hurting one. It was a painful slip. I like that that warning on the Long Dark. Is that the one that also says, like, this is not how wolves behave?
Yeah, it's like wolves don't attack people.
Like this.
Which makes me think that lots of freaks like
you
have
complained
been
about it,
been
like, hey, this isn't how wolves are. And they're like, we know, dude.
We're trying to make a freaking game.
It's a game. Leave me alone.
Sorry, being alive in the wilderness is so Jeff and boring.
Gotta put some freaking wolves
in. Most of the time, here's how being alone in the frozen wilderness will go.
Yeah.
You step out of the plane wreck, you're bleeding, you're dying or whatever. Well, you're not dying. Let's say you're not dying.
Okay.
But you got a couple of broken bones and you're all beaten up and you're in a frozen tundra.
Yeah.
A couple of days pass, you die from the elements. The end. So they have to do something.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to entertain it somehow.
So the Long Dark, in its current state, is a single-player campaign or survival mode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I know that Jackson hates the story.
Yeah.
Because it's too hand-holdy.
It's very, well, it's...
And it also,
dude,
it
so
takes
funny.
Away everything that Jackson likes about the game. I'll jump into survival first. I don't know what's going on because there is no prompts in this whatsoever.
It's so crazy for me to learn because I've been playing this since like 2013. So it was crazy for me to learn there was no tutorial for the survival mode.
So I played in survival mode because I'd seen you play the game before. So I was like, I played in survival mode for maybe like half an hour. Surviving, but not knowing how to do things like make weapons or like really because I didn't really know what I could do. I had zero direction. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Day four of me lighting a fire. Cool. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I found some soda on a guy, so I'm not dying of hunger.
Yeah, I can keep drinking and eating that.
Then I was like, all right, I'll go to the story mode because if there is going to be a tutorial, it'll almost certainly be chapter one of the story mode. And I was sort of right. The tutorial of this game is built into the first chapter, but the first chapter also takes place entirely before a plane crash happens and they have to survive in Da Long Dark. and find your wife.
Yeah.
Where'd she go? Oh. Fell out of the plane.
I think she's in prison.
What?
Well, yeah. She fell on a prison? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's not Monopoly rules. Like, if you land in prison out of a plane.
Just visiting.
We'll see about that. You crashed the plane, but then the game. So the game holds your hand in how to collect items in the hangar before you go and how to put stuff in the plane and how to light, like, a furnace.
Yeah.
And then when you crash, it just immediately is like, got to light a fire to stay alive. How do you do that?
It's so funny because I know the reason that this has happened, and that's because when The Long Dark first came out, it was just the survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the survival mode for ages, and it was in early access, and so anybody who played The Long Dark, the loyal fan base, they were survival mode fans.
Yeah.
Long Duck, always they were like, we're going to do a story mode. They finally released the story mode, and they released chapter 1 and 2, and or maybe just chapter 1, and it was really hand-holdy. Mm-hmm. I remember playing it. It would be, you can probably listen back to an early review of it.
Yeah.
Where it's like you pick up berries. It's like, go outside the cave, pick berries. You pick berries, then it's like, better go to sleep, and you go to sleep. And then it's like, get out of the cave, light a fire. You lit the cave, go back to bed. Go out there, take this medicine. You took the medicine, go back to bed. And so it like really, I don't know if it's still, I don't think it's still like that.
No, those things are in it, but it doesn't tell you anything.
So you used to, it would have these big pop-ups but what happened?
The pop-ups are still there. It's just like.
Not useful?
Because it would be like light a fire and I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
It used to take you through every single step. But so then people complained because everybody had been playing survival mode for so long that they knew how to play the game. So the loyal fan base was like, we don't want to do this. We've already done it a million times. And so they did a re-release of chapter 1. Where clearly they made it far less, like, if you've never played before.
It's so weird to hear that.
Crazy.
Because chapter 1 is still so hand-holdy and slow.
I think it's way better than it used to be.
No, but, like, that's before you're outside. So it's like, it's not helpful either. It's so just funny. Like, oh, okay.
Good luck. Yeah. Hope you don't die or whatever.
Oh, it's kind of like real life if you fall out of a plane.
What, exactly?
You're like, well, I know how to pick up soda.
I got that skill locked down.
Drinking orange soda. I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Making a fire in a cave when my plane's on fire outside. Also, that was annoying. I'm trying to make a fire.
And there's a whole flaming plane there that you can warm yourself on.
It doesn't actually warm you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
You can pick up the...
You can't pick up the flaming parts because I thought that was going to be the case too.
No such luck.
You have to go to sleep and wait for the plane to go out and then collect the wood that was on fire.
It's really crazy to think about because I love The Long Dark. It's probably like maybe top three. It could be my favorite game of all time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it
is. We'll see if I feel similar.
Well, but fair enough if you don't because it's so hostile to new players. Like I was just thinking then.
Well,
It
is and it isn't.
Yeah.
And I think when it isn't, it falls apart because I intentionally tried to play this in a way where I was like, I want to, because I've had a pretty good run recently of playing games that had either bounced off me or I hadn't quite got my head around in the last couple of weeks with the Dark Souls, Street Fighter 6, and I was like, I'm going to take my time to learn this game.
Yeah.
But then when I did with The Long Dark, I was like, I don't like this game. So on survival mode, playing on like the beginner difficulty, it gives you so much stuff that I'm like,
it's boring.
Yeah. It's like, because there's no goal, it's just to survive, but they give you so much stuff that you survive, like, multiple days. You can just stand, like, run around.
Absolutely.
Until the sun goes down.
And you're fine.
Then just run back to wherever you were, light a fire, go to sleep, wake up, you're still fine.
Yeah, I could never play on the Pilgrim difficulty, I think. I have to go Stalker or higher.
Yeah,
but that would be hostile, I imagine, if you've never played it before.
But then when I played the story, it doesn't tell me what to do with stuff, so it's like, pick these berries, and I'm like, okay,
why?
I'm freezing to death. I pick these berries, it's like, you've got 8 of 32 to make this healing tea.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I need to? Like, I don't understand.
Am I sick?
Yeah. So it bounced off me pretty spectacularly.
I sort of expected it might.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. It's okay. Not every game can
sucks
be for
you
me.
Off. That's all right. I thought it would be kind of a miracle. If you started playing this and you were like, Jackson, I'm a The Long Dark head.
Yeah.
Even for Adam, frequent friend and enemy of the show, who loves The Long Dark now, he bounced off it like the first 4 times he played it. He was like, I'm bored of this game. It just took him a long time to get into it, I guess.
I think
you
got
to really suck on to get sucked off.
Well, it's a tricky thing with The Long Dark because in a way, and this is something I love about it, there's actually three sort of games that you play if you play it for long enough.
Uh-huh.
Where early on, especially, I mean, look, if you're in Pilgrim, it's boring because you can just get so much stuff. But early on, it's like, well, I got to survive by collecting food, managing my resources or whatever. But then you hit a certain point because nothing regenerates where now you're forced to hunt for your food or whatever. So then the next part of the game, once you've played for like 30 days of in-game days or whatever, is like, well, now
which
I got to
pretty
learn-
long.
Pretty long time. That's a long time for play. And then when you've used up all of those resources, it's like, oh my God, the difficulty has become pretty intense. So I love that about the game. But if you've never played the game before, that's, yeah, it's funny to hear from an outsider.
I think another thing
kind
that
of
I,
unaccessible the game is.
Another thing that I don't like about it is that I know that the end goal, regardless of what I do, is that I die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't like that about survival mode. Not because
it just makes it feel pointless.
It just feels like I'm killing time until I get a game over, which...
Well, that's what I really
like. Not for me.
That's what I... Yeah, go on.
You can't get saved?
So in the story mode, there's an ending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where, well, not at the moment. There's no, because the last chapter hasn't been released yet. Yeah.
There will be, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, they might abandon it. It happens to games sometimes. Yeah. I doubt
it,
because it's very popular.
Maybe the final scene of the game is someone finds you, but they shoot you in the head.
That would be awesome.
Movies have done that before. Yeah. I'm sure there's games that do that. I think some of the Far Cry games end with you just being killed.
Killed, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I think one of the Far Cry games, in fact, I'm certain, I'm pretty sure it's 6, the good ending is bad and the bad ending's worse.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I think that
it's
is
like
6.
You die, but the world saved.
Or
there's
you
a
die
nuclear,
and the
yeah, apocalypse. Yeah.
That's right.
I think Dead Rising might do that too. Anyway.
But in survival mode, there's no end. You just survive as long as you can and then die. But some people have survived for, like, literally in-game, like, 50 years. So you can survive a long time.
That is not exciting to me.
But, well, that's what I really like about the... And unfortunately, it's paid DLC, but that's really changed the way... I don't think I could play anymore the way it intends, where you just survive for as long as you can.
Yeah.
Because with the paid DLC, they give you, like, kind of quests to do in the world and reasons to go to different places, which sort of livened up the gameplay.
I will say one huge benefit of The Long Dark was I was like, oh, big open world to explore with nothing to do where I'm just killing time. I haven't played Zelda in a bit, then put Zelda back in and was like, whoa! Found Midna's helmet.
Bingus helmet.
Midna's helmet.
Oh, I found Midna's helmet too.
Yeah.
I found a Tingle hat recently.
What?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I got Tingle's hat and shirt.
Oh!
Yeah, dude. I'm 2/3 of the way to being Tingle.
Tingle drip.
Yeah, I got that Tingle drip on.
Dude, if your Tingle's dripping, go to the doctor. FDIs are very, very they're treatable.
Don't be ashamed of them. Get them checked.
Yeah. Doctors love seeing your dick, your nuts, your asshole, your pussy.
Whatever
Trust
you
me.
Got going on. Doctors love it. Yeah.
It's easy. Anyway, The Long Dark, not for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Two thumbs at best.
Oh, well, hey, I'll take it.
Not because it's a badly made game, just because it is a game that is not for me.
I get it. Nier Automata did the same thing to me, basically.
Except you gave that like 3 thumbs and a knock. It seemed like you actually had some fun.
It did, yeah. Probably more, but not every game's going to be for everyone.
I think I had maybe about 10 minutes of fun where I was like, oh, I get what I'm meant to do.
10 minutes of fun.
Yeah. Hey, it was $45. That's not too bad. That's $4.50 a minute of fun I had. Two thumbs. The only game of this, of Game of Thanksgiving that hasn't sucked me off, though.
That's
so
okay. Look, still.
It happens. It happens. Anyway, Cass, what have you been playing? Or, more accurately, how have you been playing?
I would like to review the superior way to play the Nintendo Switch. I've cracked it. Don't worry about it. I fixed it.
So for listeners out there, I've had I got a slight warning about this. Yeah. A very brief explanation of it, and
I've only sort of seen the shadows of it on the cave wall. So I know in my mind, there's only really one way to play this. Well, maybe two.
There's two.
Docked or undocked. Yeah. So I'm excited for this new way.
Yeah, because it's neither. All right.
Well, I guess we'll see. Please explain it to us, and us and presumably our listeners via emails will let us know if this sounds good.
Okay.
They will let you know that it sounds good.
Okay.
So the Nintendo Switch.
Uh-huh.
The switchable one. The one where you can take the bits off the stuff.
Sure.
Not the Nintendo Switch Lite. If you get one of those, too bad.
Yeah. Sorry, you can't play this. This is a great invention, and I feel like not enough people have been utilizing it in a way that maybe God, Dr. Nintendo. Sorry, is Mr. Nintendo.
Dr. Nintendo, creator of the Nintendo Switch.
Are you saying the Switch is a good invention or the way you're doing it is a good invention?
The Switch is a good invention.
Dr. Nintendo.
But I figured it out.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
So, just to clarify, Dr. Nintendo is the person working in the labs at Nintendo.
Yeah.
Mr. Nintendo is the president.
Nintendo figured out how to make this perfectly ergonomic gaming thing. So the thing that I don't like about gaming or doing anything with my hands is that I got to look at my hands. And that's curving my head. Oh my God.
We're looking at our hands.
So my gamer boyfriends are miming playing a game, but they're lifting their arms up. With what arm strength? I have none of that.
What if you're sitting on a couch and you rest your elbows on something?
My arms aren't long enough.
Okay, short arms. Not short something arms, that I predicted.
Wait,
okay.
So hang on. If you put your elbows on the side of the... Oh my God,
yeah,
really?
I can. Yeah, look.
Yeah.
Get elbows on the side.
Oh no.
I would just like to point out, Cass doesn't have short arms in proportion to herself. Cass is just nearly an entire foot shorter than me.
Yeah.
All right, so I didn't realize this was an issue that other people didn't have, but when I play video...
This one's for the shorties out there.
Short King. Short Kings and Queens, listen up.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you, like me, don't have a way to rest your arms and also have your gaming console at eye level, get yourself a Nintendo Switch, and what you're going to want to do is you're going to jump on bed floor, somewhere with a flat surface. It can be soft.
Okay.
And you're going to shuffle your bum up to the wall. You're going to lie on your back?
Where do you put your legs if you're shuffling? Are you facing the wall?
Are you like sitting on the wall and then using the floor as like a back rest?
Yes, Jackson. So you sit with your bum against the wall, with your legs straight up against the wall.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what you do is you put the screen of the Switch between your feet.
On my... What the hell?
So you're lying on your back.
Huh?
Your bum,
what the hell is going on?
And the back of your legs are up against the wall.
Okay.
And the Nintendo Switch screen is between your feet. It's just resting on the top because it's got the little sides where there's no screen. So just use those to balance.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm there. I'm picturing it.
The side slots next to the screen where
the frame
of
the
screen. It's not much room, but
there's
not
a lot of room. But I suppose if your arms aren't long enough to reach your own head, then you probably also don't have very big feet.
I've really got to try this because
flex.
In my mind, the screen is going to be so far away. So I'm going to go up against the door.
Okay.
And I'm going to try it out with my phone as a sort of proxy.
Do you know what I'm realizing? My legs also aren't very long, so the screen's not very far away from my head. This might be a short person fix.
Jackson is away from the microphone. He is trying it out. He is about to lean directly into some equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's sorted it out.
Yep,
he's going up.
Okay.
Now you got to... so you got to rest your...
almost nudged himself. Right in the dick. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that part's tricky. Something I didn't expect is the fact you've got to put your Switch on your feet before you put your feet on the wall.
That's all right. You can just bend your legs a little bit. Also, if your legs aren't very long, it's not a big reach.
Yeah, Jackson's really struggling to pull this maneuver off because he can't reach his toes.
He's done it. There you go. Done. No, see, what Jackson has instinctively
done... Okay, I've taken a photo, which I'll post on the Thumb Cramps Twitter account if you want to check it out.
What Jackson's instinctively done is gone to hold the Joy-Cons again near his head.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to do that.
What do you mean you don't want to do that?
Why did that hurt my leg? My calves are really sore now.
Your calves?
A good stretch?
I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You get a good stretch. So for the Joy-Cons, one in each hand... Arms down by the side.
Oh no.
Dude, you don't need to bend your wrists. You don't need to bend your arms. So
that's...
completely straight out. Not in any strain, just straight out.
It's funny because when I play Nintendo Switch, the only part of my body that could feasibly be strained at all is my arms from holding the weight of the Switch. But the way you describe it uses every part of your body except your arms.
No, it doesn't. Because... I'm lying.
Jackson,
I'm literally
can we just talk through what
down.
Hurts currently?
My legs.
Okay. But
would you say your arms would have hurt in that same period of time if you were holding the Switch?
What I keep thinking about is what if instead of sitting on the wall, you sat on the floor?
Because then I'd be looking down and I'd be.
Your neck's doing the same thing.
No.
No. Look, I'll show you. I'm gonna do it again.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So Jackson's back to the original position.
Why are you craning your head up? You can, there you go. Okay. Head on the floor.
Yeah.
If my neck's not craning, I'm looking at the ceiling. So I have to crane my neck.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Now.
But you can.
Cass, you are angling your neck. Okay, so Jackson, to give everyone a bit of an indication, so Jackson leaned with his back on the floor, with his legs against the wall.
Yeah.
Miming the way the cast describes playing the Switch.
To see the Switch, I have to crook my neck a little bit. Now, if I lean against the wall and the Switch is in the same position,
you're crooking your head down the
same
amount.
I crook my neck exactly the same.
I will say that you would have to use the stand of the Switch to keep it up because gravity isn't on your side.
It'll fall, yeah. You can't rest it on your feet.
But yeah, Jackson does raise a good point where this method that prevents you moving your neck, you still are moving your neck.
I don't move my neck when I do it.
You'd have
to. How? Are you looking at the Switch? Are your feet?
But Cass has a smaller body than you.
Do you know what? I'm also, I think this might be really specific to my height. I think all the issues that I'm solving are caused by my height, and all the reasons that this doesn't strain me are due to my height. So I'm like, no, my head's not that far away from my feet. Also, it's not that far away from my hips where I have to strain my head. You could just put a pillow underneath you, but also the wrist strain is great because I, like, if I'm gaming,
yeah,
I get sore little arms. Like, I strain my wrists.
Thumbs sometimes. Thumb cramps.
Thumb cramps, I'm hearing.
The show.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're on your back flat and you've just got the Joy-Cons, like, in a comfortable position so you're not, like, straining your wrists or angling them in any harsh direction, you can have them sort of in a very natural wrist position.
Can I ask, and I mean, this is great. If it works for you, that's awesome. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this superior to having it on the TV and sitting on a couch?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. I was like, Cass, you may have found a way to play it in handheld pretty well, but it sounds like that sitting and playing it like a regular console would have fixed all your problems too.
But yeah.
Because this way, I get to lie down.
But you're sitting.
No, I'm not. I'm lying down.
Well, your back is laying down.
But your body is making the same position as a sit.
Yeah, but I'm lying down. I don't have to hold my... I don't have to use my core strength. I really am not coming off as a strong person.
Well, no, you are. It's coming off... You're coming off as a very bendy person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're far more pliable than... Pliable? No, I mean pliable.
Yeah, pliable.
Than me or JD, yeah. I'm very intrigued by it. I'll give it a go.
I highly recommend. Maybe if you're taller, it doesn't work. But if you're taller, you probably don't have the same problems I'm facing. I didn't know that armchairs could do that for a person.
Yeah, that's what they call them, armrests.
Yeah, because you rest your arms on them.
I can rest my arms on them, but then I can't do anything with my arms.
I could comfortably hold a Switch with both my elbows.
Reach your head.
Yeah.
With my legs in that position, I have to hold my legs up. Do you not? Like, my legs in that position, I have to keep them there physically. I have to pay attention to it.
No, they're leaning against the wall.
Yeah. I struggled to even get my legs, flush against the wall. Kadonk into it. Because it's kind of tiring to have your legs raised for that long.
Cass, are you actually lying down slightly differently to how Jackson was? Because, again, this is going to come down to how bendy you are.
Let's have a look.
Are you actually...
You do it. You do it up against the wall.
Okay, I suspect here's what's happening. Okay, Cass's butt is against the wall.
Yeah.
But her legs are actually dangling over her head a little bit. Like, as in, her legs aren't flush with the wall. They're leaning more towards her.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see.
Okay, she's got her legs up. No, that's how I was sitting.
No, okay. Yeah, that is confusing.
Okay, Cass, let me show you how your neck's straining. Look at the Switch. How are you saying this? That was crazy. You didn't bend your neck at all. And I was like, she didn't hear me. But no, somehow you can see the Switch like that. I have to crane my whole neck, stretch my freaking body.
Hang on. So if my feet are here.
Mm-hmm. You just did a baffle. I can't even.
Some kind of horse. You know how you measure a horse in hands? That's the closest I could describe
Cass
what you
just did.
Cass just
touched her toes and then lined it up to her torso and then just made what looked like three random measurements on her body using the hands.
I tried to see.
And then said, okay.
I tried to see how many feet tall my feet are away from my head.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Makes sense. I found out that my shoe size is exactly 1 foot.
Whoa.
How good's that?
That's
I am
awesome.
Standard.
You're the regular man. Yeah. Joel Dusha, the regular man.
I'm 6 foot exactly, and my foot is 1 foot exactly.
So, wait, what size are your shoes?
12.
I'm 9.5. I got tiny little baby feet, dude.
Yeah, this is probably
and
awesome.
A little dick.
Yeah, dude. How nuts?
Have nuts?
Nuts are, well, there's only one.
But?
It's pretty plump.
Yeah!
Okay, there we go. That's in vogue.
Do you reckon
that's
us talking about feet has made, two listeners out there happy?
Horny, yes, absolutely. They like hearing about it.
It is scary to think that Thumb Cramps may have horned up someone somewhere.
What are you going to do with that? That's a dark, horny energy that's bubbling around inside someone right now.
Or maybe you can incorporate your own feet into your switch routine.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's another, if you're not very tall or if you love a bit of foot horn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, shoehorns. Is that...
Is there something there? Is that what you're going to say? Because you use a shoehorn to shoehorn, put on a shoe.
Shoehorny?
Yeah, shoehorny? Something there. Mm. Rebrand foot fetish to shoehorn?
Yeah.
I'm a shoehorner.
You can be like, I'm a shoehorn.
Is this good?
Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe being spanked with a shoehorn on the foot.
Do you reckon that's...
Spanked by a shoehorn on the foot.
I feel like
the
it's...
heel is the ass of the... Oh, yep, and the balls are tits.
Okay. Have you just cracked the code to a foot fetish?
I think I have.
Where the balls are the feet are the tits and the heels are the ass.
So, yeah, if you're a shoehorn, I can ask you.
Yeah, because the toes, I mean, look.
The big one is your face and the little ones are your hair. I think that's the most beautiful part of a person.
Okay.
The face and hair.
You've
okay, maybe
left
it's...
out the traditional ones of mm-hmm. pussy and dick.
Yeah, what's the genitals of the foot? The arch?
Yeah, the genitals.
The hair on the knuckles of your toes?
I think the...
Toenails?
I think the... Dick, pussy, and hole would be the arch of the foot.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's probably true. how many thumbs for playing the Switch like you do?
Five.
Okay, fair
do you
enough.
Want to give five thumbs or five toes?
I would love to give five toes.
Yeah.
We should
and
do toe
like
cramps.
Five toes.
No,
and then
I refuse to host toe cramps with you.
Every foot gets five toes. They're all good.
And I'm horny.
Well, can you please let me know if you try it?
Yeah,
I think it's the best.
Listeners out there, email us in.
And if you need a visual guide, there will be a photo of Jackson on the Thumb Cramps Twitter account. I'll try and post it pretty much the moment the episode goes live. If I forget, feel free to hammer me on Twitter. Or in the inbox, I guess.
Yeah, hammer him on Twitter.
Hammer him wherever you can find him.
Yeah, hammer me wherever. I was going to say wherever I come. hammer me wherever I am.
Yeah, beautiful.
Anyway, Jackson, is that...
Somebody's coming into the studio, I noticed. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads.
Hey, Mr. Ads, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, Cass, it's been a while since I've seen you.
How long have you been?
I've been good. The wife's good. The kids are good. The car's good.
I heard about the car.
The one I killed, killed Hayden with. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Cass is an only child, though.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some benefits to that, some negatives.
How many kids do you have?
I got two.
You thought of Cullen?
I thought of Cullen, like Edward Cullen. I think about him sometimes. Anyway, here's some ads for you. Bye-bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
See you, Mr.
Ads. Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
I feel like Mr. Ads gets more and more sort of unhinged.
Is he sick?
Yeah, he's very sick.
He was sick for a bit, but then he got better. Mr. Ads 2 sadly passed away.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mr. Ads 2.
Mr. Ads got sick one day because he went to an office Christmas party and smoked too many cigarettes.
Yeah. That'll get you, dude. Yeah. They warn against that kind of stuff. Yeah,
that's on the box.
Yeah, don't smoke too many of these. Or... Yeah.
Not in an office Christmas party, at least.
Now it's time for me to head to the Thumb Cramps inbox, which is Thumb Cramps sanspantspod@gmail.com.
Hubba hubba.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of emails.
I love to hear that. Which ones?
Coming in thick and fast. Let's start off with a dangerous email because last time someone sent us this, because obviously it is Game of Thanksgiving,
that's
so
true.
Like, hey, I want to recommend games that'll suck you off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And last time, Cass, we got recommended a game
called like Smokey's Castle.
No,
and
there was Hentai versus Evil, which is a real game.
Uh-huh.
There was another game called like
Hibibibo's Quest.
Yeah, Mamibo.
Mamibibo's Quest.
Oh, no.
Da Bibi's Quest, and then a game called Swamp.
No, I remember what the other game's called. So it was like Mabibi's Quest, which were like fake game. Then we looked it up, real game. Hentai versus Evil is already a real game.
Yeah.
And then a middle game called Glorbo.
Which we've never been able to track down.
Which is
we don't
apparently
know if it's
about
real.
A caveman.
We don't know if it's a fake game or a real game, but the rest will... We don't know if this is like when they release pigs into a school. Two have like one, two, and then another one has four.
Yeah.
We don't know if we're getting pranked
is
like
Glorbo
that.
The third pig? And also just... Quickly on that, I streamed on twitch.tv/DushaForever for the first time.
That's where you stream game.
Yeah, it's where I stream game for the very first time, and I've been playing Pokemon Emerald.
Oh, yeah.
And during that, someone named one of my Pokemon Glorbo because I let chat pick.
Yeah.
And then that prompted a quick investigation with chat to find Glorbo's quest or Glorbo or whatever it was called.
No dice.
And I found the game on itch.io called Glorbo.
Is it about a caveman?
It's about, like, a bad king.
That doesn't sound like a
but
caveman.
Then, like, Glorbo turns guys into cronks or something and they overthrow a town or something.
That doesn't sound like our Glorbo.
No.
No, that's not a Glorbo we know.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from Jordan. Hi, gamer boyfriends and indescribably beautiful guest. Whoa, that's
how
nice.
Did he know?
Thank you for celebrating and sharing Game of Thanksgiving with your listeners. The games that have been sucking you off that you share with the others have inspired me to share some games that have recently sucked me off too.
Okay, fabulous.
For Joel, hey, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give the gift of Dusk. This is a first-person shooter game that I played within the last couple of years that I thought I would only play once, think was pretty neat, and then leave unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
But I played through the whole game over two long nights, and it turns out I was wrong. Inspired by classic shooters like Quake and Blood. Blood.
Yeah, Blood, you're like a cowboy, I think.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw.
I think this one would really appeal to you. It is available on Switch.
Ooh.
I also have a PlayStation 5. Don't know if I've mentioned that before.
No way.
For Jackson, I would like to give the gift of Cruelty Squad.
Yeah, I know Cruelty Squad. I've never played it, but it looks good.
This is an immersive sim where you play as a corporate hitman with an art style that looks like your eyes have been gouged out and replaced with bile made up of early internet graphic design. I know recommending you games is a task that is extremely difficult, but I think a game where you're able to use your intestines as a grappling hook would appeal to you.
I've seen the aesthetic of Cruelty Squad is kind of like, you have to imagine that it's the 90s, and you've been put in virtual reality, but like a 90s virtual reality, and then something's gone wrong with that 90s virtual reality. That's sort of Cruelty Squad.
And for the guest, while I don't know who you are and thus your thus do not know your tastes, I will give you the gift of Peglin, a pachinko game similar to that of Peggle, with elements of roguelikes similar to Slay the Spire. It really hits the primate corner of your brain that really lets you enjoy a ball bouncing on things while a number goes up.
Yeah.
Plus, Peglin is cute.
Yeah. Sounds like pegging too, which is cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Is it pachinko?
Yeah.
I love... I've never done pachinko in real life,
but
I love going near the pachinkos.
We have a shocking amount of guests on this show that pachinkos could ruin the life of.
That's true. That's the Tom Crabs curse.
Yeah. Our good friend Andrew Levins, big pachinko guy.
Pachinko freak,
I think Ruby loves a dabble in a pachinko every now and then.
I'm too scared to try.
Yeah, that's fair.
I know it would suck me off.
We've never got confirmation of this, but I think Evan would get pachinkoed pretty bad too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The cookie clicker king himself.
All right. And this email, it's a deranged one, but
I love them.
I like where it's been sent from. So I'm going to read it out.
Okay.
So this is from Elliot, who said, "Don't keep me anonymous. I'm not a coward."
Brave stuff.
And this is where the email immediately goes off a cliff.
Okay.
"I'm a sick little bitch boy churning, chucking up his guts in a toilet because he can't handle his liquor when all of a sudden my ears are filled with the sultry tones of my gamer boyfriends talking about Nier Automata or something.
Yeah, okay.
So while spewing in the toilet from drinking
That's
too much,
awesome.
Elliot was like, time to throw on thumb cramps. Nice one, boys. Keep at it. Also, Jackson, play Borderlands, my guy. I know you think you're too good for it, but I recently went back to it, and it's actually a pretty sweet, low-looking game.
Elliot, I am too good for it. Thanks for the advice, but I am too good for Borderlands.
Elliot does say you should play the pre-sequel. There's Moon Gravity, lots of shooting and hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
Nice
yeah.
one, boys. Elliot, that's my name. Say it on the podcast.
Elliot, so proud of you for throwing up listening to Thumb Cramps. My dream is that you started throwing up and were like, I gotta listen to the boys. It'll help me. But I'll never play Borderlands. Those games are silly.
And I think this is a good place to leave it with a game of Thanksgiving. It's something that I often think about every time I upload an episode of Thumb Cramps because it shows all the episodes of Thumb Cramps.
Yeah, okay.
And this is from Emma, who again adds, I am not a coward, which
Brave.
Is... very important. If you're emailing Thumb Cramps, yeah. no matter how depraved your story
you
is,
you have to say, I am not a coward.
And this is my first... I will take just first name.
Yeah,
I often don't read last names, even if they are stated in an email, because I feel like I don't want to be part of doxing.
You don't want to dox someone, yeah. but you can say a first name.
I can say it, and I will.
You can say a first name, especially if the person's not a coward.
Yeah.
yeah, so Emma, who is not a coward.
Brave.
Hi, gamer boyfriends and effervescent guest. That's you.
How did you know?
I'm listening to Thumb Cramps from the beginning to figure out how it got this depraved.
Oh, sorry, Emma.
I can't believe how much Jackson in particular was actually trying to review games.
Yeah.
That is something. I truly believe the first 10 episodes of Thumb Cramps are some of the worst podcasts we've ever released.
Me too, I agree. Yeah. They're awful.
They're real bad. Boring.
Here's the thing, listeners. You don't need to listen to another podcast that's going to review games.
Yeah.
There are countless of those out here. But there's only one Thumb Cramps.
There is only one Thumb Cramps.
Okay, the first 10 episodes, that's a different podcast. And then Joel's Hammett died. Rest in peace, see you in heaven.
Yeah.
Changed again.
It's also good because I went back and had a look. It's weird. This is weird timing, Emma, because yeah. I was recently going through just like the listing of Thumb Cramps because I was curious when the last episode of Joel Zammett was and yeah. if we made a big deal of it. The answer is... it was 2021, and no.
Did you mention it at all?
I think
he just sort of faded away.
And then he never came back.
That's
yeah,
funny.
It was good. And that seems like a good place to transition.
Yeah.
Into reading out reviews that Thumb Cramps has got, something that I encourage all of you to do. You
yes,
got to head
please.
To your podcast catcher of choice. I think that's what they're called, and I hate saying it.
Podcatcher.
Wherever you listen to
this is also rough, dude.
Yeah, goddamn, go to wherever this sound is coming from. Look for the review button and write a review.
Hit 5 stars or whatever the you know, if it's thumbs, if it's yeah. circles, smiley
whatever
faces.
It is, the maximum amount,
yeah.
and then you can write a review. The trick is it doesn't matter if the review is positive,
yeah.
as long as the 5 stars are there.
If it's
or thumbs or smiley faces.
2 stinker boys wreck my life, that's okay.
Well, that's pretty good, because that's a good place to start. Yeah. First one comes from Not Bunny.
Okay.
5 stars. Subject, could ruin you.
Ooh,
listening to this podcast is the opposite of self-care and will make you actively worse. Cannot recommend it enough.
That is true. That is true.
Next review. So this review is from Fear Eddie B.
Okay.
And I can't quite see the full title of the review, but it says, you'll get full-on sucked off by the... I'm going to guess Thumb Cramps, boys.
Yeah, I hope
that
it's that.
That sounds right.
I hope it's that.
5 stars. And then the review says, 7 thumbs, potentially... Poddy, podcast of the year.
I hope we win the poddy, dude.
P-O-D-Y, podcast yeah. of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And this next one comes from Dynasty Warriors Gamer.
Awesome name.
And this also ties into what we're just talking about and what we spoke about today.
Whoa.
So, subject, listen to this, but don't take, I don't know what the rest says. Again, can't see it. I used to listen to this podcast all the time, then I stopped for a bit, and then when I came back, the people were effervescent, and one of the hosts was apparently dead and sometimes come back from the dead. They sometimes review games and often review The Long Dark. My thumbs are cramping, so this show is for me. I regret leaving, but I don't regret coming back.
Aww.
10 thumbs out of 5.
That rules. That's a great review.
Gorgeous.
And that's a good point, and look. Look, finally, one to bring us home.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just remember there's a very important email that I missed, so I'm going to go back to that, too.
Yep.
So if you're listening to this and I didn't read your email, even though it's good, it's probably coming, unless you're not the person I'm thinking of, which, too bad.
Yeah.
Maybe next week. Email again.
Yeah, throw us another one on the fire.
5 stars, my gamer boyfriends. The most family-friendly gamer podcast, wholesome enough to use in schools simply because of the lack of Fs and Jeffs.
That's true.
Recommended for the hilarity. Now, Cass, that is a reminder that Jeff bombs would mean that this podcast isn't safe for school.
Not I keep forgetting on. About the school safety issue.
Yeah, it's important.
This person doesn't sign off with their name.
Okay.
But I'll leave it only because of what the first sentence of this is.
I'm excited.
I won't call them a coward because I feel like having your even your first name associated with this would be bad.
All right, I'm keen.
Hi, Thumber is an illustrious guest, and then in brackets and caps, unless they are Ruby Inners.
Oh my God. Oh.
I am a high school teacher who runs after-school study sessions.
Okay.
During these sessions, I play chill music for the kids to study to. You can already see where this is going.
Oh, no.
I've also been catching up on the 5 Thumbed podcast, Thumb Cramps, on my drive home from work.
Okay.
Last week, when I was out of the classroom photocopying some work, the Thumb Cramps episode I had queued for my drive home started playing. Usually, this wouldn't be too bad since Thumb Cramps is safe for schools.
Yeah, it's family-friendly.
But when I came back in the room, I heard the voice of Ruby Inners describing some heinous things about Wreck at Ralph and Wario.
Oh no, Ruby's fan fiction.
Oh no.
Which we never explained, but yet featured twice. And I'm not going to explain it today
either. No.
Most of the kids thought it was funny, but they had a lot of questions about what they had heard.
Oh no.
Luckily, none of them told their parents and no other teacher found out, so I still have my job. I'm not going to leave my name because I don't want to get fired.
That's fair. That's
Hugs
fair.
Hugs and kisses. Person.
Anonymous.
P.S. Tell Ruby she might be the cause of some teenage, very confusing sexual awakenings. I'll pass that on.
It would be so crazy if you'd lost your job from Thumb Cramps.
Mm.
If Thumb Cramps had robbed you of your career.
Just to give you an indication, Cass, of what this fanfic entailed, it was the last paragraph of a fanfic in which case Wario comes in Wreck-It Ralph so much that he sweats Wario's cum.
And then he gets frozen in the cum from memory.
Yeah.
Oh, what a way to go.
What a way to go.
It's a way that, I hope that somehow games can do that to me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Every day. Well, it's been a wonderful game of Thanksgiving.
It's been a wonderful game of Thanksgiving.
Twas the season.
Twas the season. Now, Jackson, I know that we've already had we've had two guests today. We've had the wonderful cast, who
we'll
get
true.
To do a plug very soon.
But we have a surprise guest. Please come in. Come in. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mario.
Oh my God.
It's Mario.
It's real life Mario.
I'm the real Mario that I'm into the games.
You're into games and you're in the Thumb Cramp studio.
I'm right here in the studio for the first time ever. Woo!
Now, Mario, Mr. Nintendo actually contacted me about this guest appearance, but I kept it a secret from both Cass and Jackson.
Oh my God, dude. What? Mario,
what did
sorry.
Tell us?
Yeah, you should have said.
I just thought it would be a nice surprise.
It's a fun surprise for everyone.
Now, with the release of Super Mario Brothers Wonder.
I become an elephant.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, we saw.
Yeah, it's awesome. It doesn't feel so good. Yeah.
It does or doesn't feel so good.
It depends.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But I'm here to announce next month for what is happening for the Thumb Cramps podcast.
Yeah, Mr. Nintendo was like, hey, to help advertise the announcement of the release of Super Mario Brothers Wonder, hey, you should probably honor the time-honored tradition, the month dedicated to the man himself. And Mario, what would that be?
Gelario!
That's right. Join us next month for Gelario. Every week, a different Mario game starring Mario.
I've been in so many games. You got so much a choice.
You've been in so many other games.
Yeah.
You got me speaking Italian.
be speaking Italian by the end of Gelario.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, Mario, I hope you can pop back up every now and then.
I hope I'll be here for the whole month, I think.
Wow.
That's crazy. I don't know if we've got room for you, but I'll find my own way. All right. Well, I'll see you around. See you next month.
See you next week, Mario.
Goodbye, real Mario.
So coming next month, Gelario. And now, Cass, thank you. Speaking of coming.
Yes.
Speaking of coming, two Thumb Cramps.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Huh. But still...
Here we are.
I'd like to thank the listeners that have done that, and also you for coming in, Cass.
Yes, true.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with my boyfriends again.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to have you back. And now, Cass, you are the host of not one but two podcasts, I believe.
We.
Whoa.
We.
Oh, my God. Might I say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being hot is hard, and shut up a second.
Well, yeah, and they're part of the Sandspans Radio Network, which is the same network that allows us to keep doing this.
Yeah! They don't realize.
No one tell them.
No one tell them.
No God. One tell them. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Cass, and thank you much to everyone. Thank you much to everyone who listened. Remember, 5 stars on whatever you're listening to this podcast on. Send us an email and play some damn games.
Play some damn games for once in your life.
Yeah,
freaking hell.
Shit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.